Good evening. Welcome to Till Death Do Us Part once again. Today we have a topic we will be discussing, red flags. We hope that you find it interesting and helpful in your marriage. We're going to begin it with my wife, Marilyn. She'll be beginning.
Good evening, everyone. How are you? We're here today to sort of identify some red flags in a relationship. And identifying red flags in a relationship is so important. I remember earlier today, I asked you, what are red flags? And you told me that red flags are warnings. They are warnings that you need to take in consideration when you are about to get married or start a relationship. But what I wanted to say is, if I could just interject yellow flags too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's green, yellow, and red in your signs when you're crossing the street. Sometimes there are yellow flags where you have more good in a relationship than bad. You have issues that are more positive than devastating. I think red flags would be your more devastating issues, the issues that maybe you must think twice before entering in. Now, the yellow flags are those things in a relationship I think that you can fix.
Yeah, I mean, it's if we're talking about damage, damage could be something that can be reconciled, something that can be fixed. Or if you have some permanent damage, then you have a problem. If I come in the house and I say, good morning or good evening, or hey, how you doing? What's happening? And you don't say nothing. And I know that something's bothering you. I got to figure out, is it me? Or is it something else? Or something happened within your business?
Those are the yellow flags. Those are the yellow flags when you have those normal issues that need to be addressed. Because listen, we all come to a relationship with emotional, psychological, and different. We all come into a relationship with different issues.
Mm. This is the issue. It's an issue for a man. If a man comes in the house happy to a miserable wife, that's a big issue for a man. It's not a big issue for a woman, but to a man, it's huge.
It's a red flag.
Yeah,
it's a red flag. Well, we're going to talk about the different red flags because that sounds more like a yellow flag than a red flag.
That's a cliff.
You think it's a cliff?
You minimized it already.
Oh, okay. I minimized red flag.
You minimized it.
Okay. Talk to me.
Well, like I say, if a man comes in the house and something good has happened, and he may come in the house to give some good news or tell you something that happened in his day that brightened his day.
Right.
And he comes in floating on air.
Right.
And he comes into somebody that won't even speak.
Wow. I guess that is a red flag. Yeah. Yeah. That's a red flag. But what would you name that red flag? And what I want to do today is sort of put I want to put a name on it. Mm-hmm. For example, if a person is trying to control your movements or your decisions or how you think, mm-hmm. or your religion, mm-hmm. how you worship God, things like that. You need to be concerned about that because that is controlling behavior. It is not that they want the best for you, but they want to control what you do. They want to control what you wear, where you go. And controlling behavior was an issue with me when I attended church. And I remember one time we were in a shut-in or something, and you told me, listen, I'm leaving. You can stay in church today, but I'm leaving. at that point, that was a type of control, but that wasn't the red flag. That was the yellow flag. You were like, I'm ready to go. I want to go have a nice dinner. I want to go out. I want to have some fun. So that was that yellow flag. But in some relationships, there's a red flag. I remember you telling me how the young lady, the person that you were with, saying to you, and you said you didn't understand. But now as a man who has matured, you understand. You wanted to know where she was, how long she was going to be, etc. You want to share that?
Well, we were talking about that yesterday. Is that love when you can't do without, and you will do harm to someone,
right?
For rejection, and we were trying to figure out a name for that.
Right.
It's not love if you're going to hurt somebody,
right?
For their decision.
Right.
Even if their decision means being without you.
Right, right, right. That's a red flag.
But it takes a lot of maturity.
Right.
It takes you from coming out of a boy to being a man.
Or a woman.
To
a little girl to being a woman.
To understand that you have no right, even if you dumped your bank account on a woman, or you bought her a car, and you bought her a house, and you bought her jewelry, and you bought her clothes, you still have no right to own her.
That's right.
If she chooses not to be owned.
Right, right, right.
You don't have a right.
That's right. No one person controls another person's
a lot of maturity and learning to understand that.
Right.
Because men feel like, because I did this, then you have to do that.
Right.
Well, because you did this, person ain't got to do nothing. They don't want to.
And sometimes it's not even that, Mom. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it may be like you said, you didn't have a mother figure all your life. Mm-hmm. If a foster child or a child that is adopted never had their parent, and they have a feeling of emotional neglect, then they will control that individual in a relationship. They will attempt to control. Because they have issues with parents leaving them, or issues with not having parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a red flag, because when the relationship is healthy, you're going to compromise. You're going to understand your differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You are going to No one person controls the relationship, but I like the way the Bible puts it. The Bible puts it, submit one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Submit to each other. You know, today I submit to you, tomorrow you submit to me. And rather than control each other's behavior. Now, if that cannot be negotiated. Well, in a relationship, if you find that cannot be negotiated, then that is no longer a yellow flag, but that's a red flag. Wouldn't you agree?
I like the way you said negotiate.
Yeah. Because sometimes control issues will lead to abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional abuse. I know men that'll tell their women, you're ugly. You know, I you're ugly. I can get whoever I want. Sit your ugly self down. You know, we know men who do that. You're dumb. Call their wives dumb and say bad things to their wives. That controlling. I'm going to control how you think. I'm going to control your behavior. And you are not going to leave me because you need me.
Wouldn't you think, it's a question, wouldn't you think that a female that would allow that and accept that would be a female that didn't have a good relationship with a good father?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, because a father, a good father will teach his daughter how to respond to men.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that's I teach right. Naima.
Right, that's right.
And vice versa, a mother will teach her son how to respond to females.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there's no female supervision and mother of female supervision in a young man's childhood, then he's going to know nothing about women at all.
Right.
I mean, he is just lost in a whirlpool.
Right.
You know, he doesn't have any direction. He is just damaged.
Right.
And I talked about this on other sessions.
Right.
But it's just so much missing with when you don't have a family structure.
Yeah, yeah.
A good family structure, and it takes a good one.
It takes a good one for
a man to come out into the world. I remember my grandmother wouldn't let me have female company.
Right.
And I was 17 years old.
Right.
And you telling me that I can't have girls coming over and spend the night? Well, just couldn't do it.
Right.
In the house.
That's right.
It wasn't allowed.
It wasn't allowed.
So I said, okay, Grandma, I'll see you later.
Right.
I went and got me a job.
Right.
A car.
And a place.
And a place to live real fast.
Right. You know? Right. Right.
But I wasn't ready. And she knew I wasn't ready.
She knew you weren't ready.
She said, it saddened her that right. I left.
Right.
Because she knew I was not ready for the world.
Right. And you know what? You know what, Miles? That lack of family fortitude it starts off as a yellow flag. But the danger is when there's no compromise. And when there's no compromise, then that is a red flag. And you must be careful. I remember Pastor Starling Sutton, when you and I were going through and I talked with her, she didn't use the term yellow flag. She used the term, she said to me, I know it's hard. You have two different personalities. But hold on, because at some point, you all are going to make it work. That, in essence, was saying to me, it was a compromise. I had to compromise. I had to listen to you, and together, we could make it work. I don't know why she believed in our marriage. But Pastor Sutton would pray. She's prayed for our marriage from the onset. And she encouraged me. And that made me to know that was one of my steps towards understanding what you were going through. The other thing, another thing that you have to be careful of, a red flag is a lack of trust. When in a relationship, trust is healthy. I have always been a person who was just the opposite. I didn't trust you. You had to earn my trust. But when you see, when you look at an unstable relationship, whether it's in the family, whether it's in business, whether it's in your work relationship, your colleagues, if there is no trust there, then that is not going to be prosperous. So, you know, we all have doubts, you know, but doubts shouldn't stop us from a level of trust until you break that trust. And so when you find a person who doesn't trust from the door, you got a problem. And I'm going to tell you how. Here's a woman who don't trust a man from the door. Maybe she's been hurt before. And where are you going? What time are you coming back? Who was that that called you just now? You were with your friends a long time. Why didn't you call me today? That is a lack of trust. Now, if I was that kind of woman, tell me what you would do. You would go to the corner store. You would say, honey, I'm going to get some bread and disappear. Would you not? A lot of men do that. What would you consider?
The question is, and in every relationship in the world, and you, one has to ask himself, who is worthy of my trust? Probably the majority of the people that you give your trust to are not worthy.
Okay. All right.
That is a whole lot to give somebody, is your trust.
Right.
Who is that? That's got to be. And what are your expectations? You know, you have to evaluate your expectations. And then can you trust this person with that which you expect out of a human being?
Okay.
That's rare.
I know. I get that. But listen, what I'm saying is I'm not talking about your total trust. Because you're gonna have issues in marriage, mm-hmm. in relationships where I doubt what you say, or I doubt what you do. You know, any woman who think they have it going on so much that their man would never leave them is crazy. In my opinion, because men look other places all the time. But the wise man, according to the scripture, the wise man is not going to look on something that doesn't belong to him. He is going to stay focused on what God has given him. But this is the point I'm trying to make on trust. If a woman is always hounding you, I remember you telling me about another young lady in Florida. Mm-hmm. Who you were dating, and her, I think her son was married to a
white girl,
a Caucasian mm-hmm. woman. Mm-hmm. And you said to me, she wanted to go with you everywhere you went. She wouldn't let you breathe hardly. Mm-hmm. She wanted to go everywhere. She wanted to know who you were talking to on the phone. Nobody wants to be nagged like that. Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to? Who is that? Where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you? Some women call their men all day long. And some men call their women all day long. And that's a problem. That is a problem of trust. And if that is, if you all cannot talk this through and work on it, then it becomes a red flag. It becomes a red flag. It becomes an unhealthy relationship. Who wants to sit down after a long day of work and you ask me, where you been today? I came to your office and you weren't there. Where were you? Who was that guy that was sitting in the office? Could be a parent, could be a business partner. You don't do that. You see someone in my office, you say, okay, I'll talk to you later. And you never ask who it is, you know? Because we trust each other. You know what I'm saying? You have women working for you. I don't work. Well, where was she when I came out the door?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do that.
Mm.
And if we did, would that not be a, would not our trust level be broken?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be an issue? No, I'm asking you.
Oh, well, we have proved to worthy of each other's trust.
Say that again.
I say we have proved to each other that we're worthy of each other's
wow,
trust.
Wow, I like that, Miles. That was powerful. We have proved to each other that we are worthy of each other's trust.
And that came with time.
Right.
And work.
Right. That came with time and work.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That is great. That came with time and work.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to turn that down.
It's pretty.
Yeah. That came with time and work. And what kind of time did we put in it? And what kind of work did we do, would you say?
Just going through trials and making it through the trials. I would say experiences and different situations.
You know, I remember a time when we used to look at each other's cell phone. You remember? Do you recall those days?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do that anymore. Let's see who's on your cell phone. Let's see who's on your cell phone. Who was that that just called? Who was that? Our phones now, it is business, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's business. We don't do it with each other. Because we trust each other. And I love what you said. Can you repeat it one more time? You remember? Do you remember what you said? We've earned
each other's trust.
Yeah.
Learn to trust each other.
Yeah.
You know, we found each other worthy of each other's trust.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Another red flag. Someone who breaks you down and tell you, a person who doesn't build you up, is how much of a red flag is that, do you think?
Well, that's going to end up causing damage. I'm looking, a man is always looking for a cheerleader.
That's right. That's right, Miles. Yeah. That's right. Who's your greatest cheerleader?
You are.
All right.
Biggest fan.
I'm your biggest fan. That's right. You can do anything. I'm telling you, you Superman. What? Are you crazy? You are Superman. Listen, you tell me how good somebody else is, and I got to remind you, you're better than they are. Right? And the same with me. You know, when you tell me how smart I am or how great I am or how awesome I am, that builds me up.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find somebody that's making you feel low, then that's a red flag. For example, I'm a big girl. If you kept saying to me, why don't you get on a diet? You're so fat. Would you listen? You just totally overweight. How do you think that would make me feel? Instead, you support me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go walking. I bought some fruit, some bananas, some mango. Let's eat healthy. We're going to work on it. Mm-hmm. You are my greatest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, some people are just, I don't know, just no, give you no room.
Right.
Like if you said to me, if we were on a 747 and you say, well, this guy, you see how he sure know how to land that plane. That'd be crazy to be. I mean, I'd be a fool.
Right, say, right.
What are you talking about?
Right, right.
We don't know that plane.
Right.
It's a crazy man.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
If we watching this TV show and you say he sure is fine, that don't bother me.
Sure.
The man good looking.
Right.
That's why they got him on television.
Right.
And they give him $10 million a year.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I talk about the news ladies, you know, right. Always compliment the news ladies.
Sure,
you
sure.
Know, we have some of the most beautiful news ladies in the country.
In the country, that's
you know,
right.
We Philadelphia.
That's right.
You know, so you would be something wrong with you. Who you talking about, Sherry?
Yeah, why are you talking about them?
Sherry Williams, I'm calling them on.
Right, right.
Something would be wrong with you.
Right, you know? That's right. And that is a sign of low self-esteem.
Mm.
But you have to understand that sometimes people will make you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel that way. Some people walk with low self-esteem because no one ever built them up.
Mm.
And so when you find in a relationship, if you've met a person that you kind of like or you're falling for, and you were single, and they had low self-esteem, build them up. If you build them up, then you won't have to worry about them being insecure when you look at someone else and say, boy, he's beautiful, or she's beautiful. They won't be. And then if you make me feel pretty. Sometimes on my worst days, you'll say, you sure look good.
Hmm.
And I'll be like, what? Like last night when you said that about my hair, you said, your hair looks so pretty. And I'm like, okay, what's so pretty about my hair to myself? But you make me feel secure. You make me feel good about myself. You really do. So that's positive. I think when you're dealing with physical, emotional, and mental abuse, that's a red flag. Substance abuse is a red flag. If a woman met a young man, a young man met a woman, and you find that this person is abusing drugs or abusing alcohol, that is an indication of self-destructive behavior. And self-destructive behavior will cause problems in a relationship. You and I know several young men who have married drug addicts, female addicts, females who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. And these women have literally brought these men, good men, working men, prosperous men, down to nothing. I'm thinking of one in particular, no names, who he met a woman who's on crack cocaine. And there were some good women in his life, good business women in his life. And this man literally went down the tubes, went down the drain, end up something happening in a hotel that caused, I don't know if he's in prison or if he's dead, but it actually caused him to be destroyed because he saw the red flags, knew the red flags, but he thought they were yellow flags. Mm-hmm. He thought he could help her and do something about it. And he was a church guy. Mm-hmm. Remember? It was very, and you know, contractor, build things, all mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. He had a good business. Mm-hmm. But his heart, he fell for.
Oh, I know what you're talking
he
about.
He fell for the addict. Mm-hmm. And the addict caused him to his life to go down the drain. And that's not the only one. We know of relationships like that. So substance abuse is a red flag. Mm-hmm. Women, if you meet a man and he says he's delivered, but you and him, he disappears for 2 or 3 days, you got yourself a problem.
Sure.
And sometimes women will see substance abuse. Women will see substance abuse and they will ignore it because they think they can fix the man. They will totally ignore the substance abuse. Totally ignore it. Because they think they can fix the man. And you can't.
As the Frank Sinatra says, I get no kick from cocaine, I get a kick out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. They think it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. It's not realistic.
No.
And so, and that goes with mental abuse too. You know, one of the guys that I was dating before you, and he would disappear. He was in the church, a preacher. He would disappear. Little did I know that that was a cocaine issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the church, holy, righteous, but had a cocaine issue. And the best thing ever happened to me was me leaving him alone.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing. That red flag, I saw it. And when I saw it, I ran like the Dickens. I ran like the Dickens. I want to talk about this last one. I want to talk about this last one, because this last one, I think, is the most important, because this one is driven by ego. And I think that the greatest red flag, because this one can incorporate everything we've spoken about. This particular red flag is scary, and that is anger. Mm-hmm. And you always quote what scripture? What scripture is it that you quote that you walk with. Anger lies
in the bosom of fools.
Anger lies in the bosom of fools. What exactly does that mean, Miles, you think?
Well, it finds residence.
Okay.
And it rests. That's what the words say. And it's right back to that you do not resist has the right to remain.
Right.
So it remains.
Right.
Because you haven't resisted.
Right.
Your anger.
Right.
If you see the results of anger and you're comfortable with it, with the results, then you're at a level of insanity.
Right. Right.
If anger is your friend.
Right.
You're capable of destruction.
Right.
You do something, and if you do something and you're sorry for it later, whether it's something that you said, the man tells you, "Oh, I'm so sorry." You see it on movies, Lifetime movies,
right,
and all that,
right,
all the time.
Right.
I am so sorry. It won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens again.
Right.
And he's so sorry. It
right.
won't happen again.
Yep.
And it happens again.
That's right.
Then, I mean, when are you going to see what's going on?
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's right in front of your face.
Right.
So why should you wait for someone to do you harm?
That's right.
When you see what's going on.
Listen, I was thinking how devastating anger is. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not. We find anger in relationships. But when you are not able to regulate your emotions, that is the biggest red flag to me, because whatever conflict you have, whatever all the red flags are, whatever the red flag is, whether it's me picking up your cell phone and answering your phone, whether it is you being codependent on me, whatever it is ego-driven. It is emotions that you refuse to put under subjection. And it is the biggest red flag, because it causes the environment to be threatened and not safe. Mm-hmm. Because the person that angers, that has no control over his emotions, will pick up a brick and hit you and later say, "I'm sorry." Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. What is most important is for everyone is that both of you cannot be angry. Somebody has to be calm. So when two people get angry, then you're looking forward to a disaster. Whether it's a breakup, whether it turns, if someone is violent, it's going to inevitably turn to violence. If both of you are angry and neither one of you will let it go, it's just escalating. And somebody has to be calm, or it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So one of you have to pick who is going to take low. Because both of us can't argue.
But if
that's,
you
that's something that you that happens in time.
Right.
That's not instant. That's
right.
Something that you practice.
Right.
And at some point you have conquered it.
Right. But sometimes the person, some people don't like arguing at all, and They take the low seat all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that's good. I'm going to take the low seat because if I don't, we're going to get in a big argument and it's going to cause this to happen, that to happen, the other to happen. Well, that's not good at all either, because you want to be able to resolve conflict. But the red flag is when there is one person in the relationship that literally intimidates you with their toxic behavior. They intimidate you with your anger. You get scared. You get frightened. You run. You can't talk to them and reason with them. So you just be quiet, take low, because if you don't, you know it's going somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know it's gonna get to a hit. Them walking out, going to Susie's house. Them going out to the crack house. Them going out with their boys. They're gonna do something, and you for your own peace. Mm-hmm. For your own peace. I know these young women want to get married. I do. Everybody wants to experience a beautiful, healthy relationship. But it is so important that in the midst of you looking for that beautiful, healthy relationship, just make sure you keep an eye on the red flags. Mm-hmm. You look at those red flags and you say, whoa, can I live with this? What is this going to take me to? A friend of ours, he tells the story of his brother who was so in love with this woman. And I love the way you said it. He wasn't in love with her. He had control over her. She broke up with him. And she broke up with him and started dating someone else. And what ended up happening? He ended up, nobody's going to have you. The only person, you know, that's narcissist. The only person who is going to have you is me. And if I can't have you, nobody will. And he shot and killed her. He shot and killed her. That's a narcissistic personality. That's another personality that's driven by ego. And
low self-esteem would do the same thing.
Low self-esteem, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's important that each partner knows that the world doesn't revolve around them. It doesn't. It's not all about you. And so those are some of the things that I think those are the red flags. And the yellow flags are issues. But the red flags are severe.
The yellow flags. You said the young flags.
The yellow flags, rather. I'm sorry. The yellow flags are, they're issues. But I think the yellow flags can be resolved. We had a lot of yellow flags in our relationship. Mm-hmm. But they were signals. They were patterns. It was behaviors. You know? I agree with what you said earlier, that if you come home with a happy attitude, and every time you come home with a happy attitude, that spouse have a defeated, no fun, terrible attitude, that's a red flag. I agree with you.
It takes a great deal of wisdom to manage the human mind.
Yeah.
It's not easily managed.
Yeah.
Your thinking, your thoughts, your emotions, your anger, we talked about.
Right.
All that has to be managed.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you see it out of whack, like if you see your fence fall or your ceiling drop, you got to fix it. Or your roof leaking, you got to fix it. So when something's wrong with the mind, you got to fix it.
That's right, Miles. That's right. I agree. Wow, that's powerful. That's right. Good, good. Oh, my God, that was great. That's it. You have to fix it. You first thing you have to do, if you're married, you need to seek professional help. If you find the red flags still in the marriage, you know, some red flags you ignore. Let's seek professional help. Let's see if you can get help from a professional. Communicate about it. And don't communicate arguing. You don't communicate arguing. You know what I'm saying? Be open. Be honest. Be, you know, just be tactful, you know, and talk about it. Talk about it. And tell the person, listen, do you want to be happy? Ask them the question. Do you want to be happy? Is happiness your goal? If happiness is your goal, then let's do this. Let's work on ourselves. If happiness is your goal, then let's work on it. Mm-hmm. I'll work on it. You work on it. It doesn't have to be something that we live with. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miles. Okay. You go ahead.
So, women, when the happy man comes in the house, then you should be a happy woman.
Oh, hush up. We thank you so much. We all hope this has been a blessing to you. We really do. We hope this has been a blessing to you. We try at all times to pour out our heart and pour out of our experiences as much as we can. And if you're single and looking for love, these are the red flags to look at. You want to check these red flags out. If you're already married and you married into the red flags, then let's talk about it. Let's get help. Let's get counseling and let's communicate in the spirit of love. We thank you for joining us.
We thank you so much. I would, at some point, Marilyn, I would like to talk about the things single women can do to meet the companion.
Okay.
Some of the things, you know, we'll talk about some things that women shouldn't continue doing if they're single.
Okay.
And something women should be doing if they want to not be single.
Okay, Brother Miles. You can make it deep now. We can do that at some time.
Sure, at some point. Yeah.
At some point. Well, we thank you. And we hope that this has been a blessing to you. We pray that you have a great week. And we'll see you on next week. Till next week. If you have any questions for us, if you'd like for us to answer any questions, go to tilldeathdoaspart1995@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat it. tilldeathdoaspart1995@gmail.com. Have a great week.